This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Tommy, can you name that band that's playing right now? There's no way.
Skillet.
No. Skillets. That is Powerman 5000, my friend, and well before your time. We'll be right back. We have Jason Hirschhorn, I should say, joining us here in just a moment. Excited to chat with him. Before we get here, just a reminder that we've got the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder-Nellis coming up from 9 to 11, of course. And you can join Packers all-time leading scorer Mason Crosby and Hall of Fame wide receiver Jordy Nelson at the Beloit Brouhaha Softball Slam, a charity softball game on July 27th at ABC Supply Stadium that will feature football legends and Wisconsin and Illinois celebrities to raise money for Make-A-Wish Wisconsin. Register for your chance to win tickets at thefanmilwaukee.com. Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber, is the one and only Jason Hirschhorn. You can find him by JBH on Blue Sky, of course, over on The Leap as well. Jason, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well on this very early morning on video, which is a new addition to the Andy Herman radio experience.
It very much is. I am happy to be seeing your wonderful face. You are adding a much better level of quality to our overall YouTube picture here. I appreciate you a ton, and I know it's a little bit early to be on video, but I thank you so much for doing that. We've got a lot to get into. It is training camp in a week, Jason. First of all, did you know that was Powerman 5000? Would you have been able to crush that one or no? Or were you would have missed that one as well?
I actually couldn't hear the song through what we're using to do the video,
gotcha.
But I think I might have been able to identify it had it been playing. Maybe.
All right. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. All right. Okay. Less Powerman 5000, more Green Bay Packers. You wrote a couple weeks ago, I believe it was, about how this Packers team has actually gone through some pretty drastic changes to their roster over the course of the past few seasons. That was an interesting kind of look at the team. Kind of just bring us through your idea for that article and what you kind of ended up coming to the conclusion on.
Yeah, it's not that from the 2025 roster to the 2024 roster has been some huge change, or the 2024 to the 2023, but if you look at basically the core of the Packers' current roster compared to what it was at the end of the Aaron Rodgers era, you know, there's basically total turnover. Obviously, a different quarterback. He was technically on the roster then, but he wasn't contributing in any meaningful way. The receiving core obviously looks very different. The offensive line almost looks completely different. Like, Elgton Jenkins is really the only holdover. And the defense, other than a few pieces, is completely different, both in terms of personnel and, you know, defensive alignment, in terms of strategy, scheme. So, in many ways, it does feel like an extension of the early LaFleur era. A lot of those concepts, a lot of those ideas are still discussed in those press conferences and the way that they build the team, but this is a new set of players. So there are some things conceptually that we can hold over from, you know, 2020, 2021, 2022, but at some point we do have to disconnect from that era of Packers football because this is a completely different group of people on the field.
I think it's a really good point. And I do think it's an interesting change in not only the players, but in sort of some of the roster structure as well. I think we saw a pretty big change this past year from just even the running offense, what we saw with Aaron Jones and going to Josh Jacobs as well. One of the things that I want to see, I'd be curious your thoughts on this as well. I thought the cohesion between and the connectivity between the run game and the play action game and the passing attack didn't quite look the same in 2024 as we saw. And whether we want to call it in like the Aaron Jones offense as to what we saw in the Josh Jacobs offense, I think there's a couple reasons for that. I think one was Jordan's injury. I think two is, again, kind of feeling out what worked well. And I also think when Jordan went out and Malik Willis came in and they found kind of the spinner series a little bit, I think they just kind of had to stick with it because it worked so well and maybe weren't planning on that. But did you see the same connectivity in the play action game off of the run game? And whether you did or not, how would you like to see that maybe evolve in 2025?
I don't think we have to over-intellectualize this one. It was Jordan Love's injury. And this is something that Matt LaFleur discussed, you know, after the season, that there were a lot of things that they were going to do that they view as like staple concepts to that offense. They just didn't feel comfortable doing when, certainly when Jordan Love was first coming back from that injury and just wasn't able to move very well. And even afterward, I don't think that that's how they wanted the offense to look. Now, there was going to be a heavier emphasis on the run game, obviously, when you bring in someone like Josh Jacobs, and especially going to 2025, when you bolster the interior of that offensive line. But I don't think that they're going to lean away from the play action game as much in 2025 as they did in 2024, you know, assuming Jordan Love is healthy, assuming that the principal pieces of that offense remain intact, because that's never been a part of LaFleur's identity as a play caller. He wants those things to be married. Like, he talked about that in his introductory press conference. He talked about it God knows how many times since then. That is really the offense in a nutshell. And I do think they're going to move back in that direction with Jordan Love healthy in 2025.
Yeah, I think so too. One of the other things he kind of talked about was just not wanting to get Jordan Love hit on some of those plays, some things that teams were doing against some of the bootleg and play action plays. If you remember that that Brenton Cox sack of Caleb Williams, where he does the play action fake and spins around, and Brenton Cox just annihilates Caleb Williams on the play. They were having defensive ends this past year in the NFL sometimes not even go for those fakes. Just if they handed off whatever, they're just going beeline to the quarterback if they're not going to block that guy. And I think they didn't necessarily, especially with the injury, want Jordan to take some of those potential hits either. So I'm very interested to see how it kind of comes back into the fold this upcoming season. One of the things I was going to talk about in this last segment, we just kind of didn't have time for, but you are a great person to ask about this specific topic, is these second round contracts that are becoming a pretty big issue in the NFL. We had San Diego Chargers, the Chargers of LA report their rookies report to camp this over the weekend, and Trey Harris, their second round pick, is now officially a holdout. I believe we have two or three second round picks that are signed of this class. And what the issue is here is guaranteed money. And we know that these second round picks year over year are getting more and more guaranteed money. There was a fully guaranteed second year contract that was handed out, and it has become a major issue and stumbling point for all these second round picks. Jason, we're getting into a world where there's a real chance that to start training camp next Wednesday, that Anthony Belton is holding out because he does not have a contract at that point in time. How are you viewing these second round contracts right now?
First, a point of clarification. If they don't have a contract, it's not a holdout. You can only hold out if you have a contract.
Very good point.
Now, you're right about the way that this second round group is really stacking up. There have been two players so far in that group that have signed contracts. That's the linebacker, Carson Schwesinger with the Browns, and the wide receiver, Jaden Higgins with the Houston Texans. They both received fully guaranteed contracts.
Yep.
That is effectively the holdup for the rest of the group. That is not something that the NFL has done. Now, you look back at some of those contracts even a year ago, you know, like Ladd McConkey selecting the exact same spot as Jaden Higgins. His contract was pretty close to fully guaranteed, but it wasn't fully guaranteed. And there's also some language in there, offset stuff that doesn't, you know, appear in the full numbers that teams care about, that, you know, if you're an agent of a second round pick this year, you're like, hey, I mean, if we're getting fully guaranteed contracts, we don't want to deal with some of this language as well. And that's where the headache is between the teams and the representation. I don't think this is a big deal yet because it's affecting so many teams in the league that it's actually not going to take that much to create that cascading effect where suddenly a lot of these guys sign. It's like the Packers know what the total terms of that Anthony Belton contract is going to look like. They know what the years are going to look like. It's only a few things within that contract that need to be settled, and they're waiting for one of the various other dominoes to fall. Once those happen, That contract gets signed. Anthony Belton shows up in Green Bay, participates in practice meetings, the whole thing. Until that point, you know, it is a waiting game, but because it's affecting the entire league, I do think there's going to be movement on that this week because most teams have their rookies reporting. Some teams have their veterans reporting this week as well. And everybody will have all the players having reported by early next week. So there just isn't a lot of time for this to happen. There's going to be a push. This is a deadlines spur action situation. And I expect that we'll see a resolution to basically all these contracts in the very near future.
I think cascading is the right way to put it. And I do think we're going to see a domino effect. Nick Emanwori, the Seattle Seahawks 35th overall pick in the draft, is kind of the next one in that domino that needs to go down. But then it hits a roadblock because the pick after that is Quinshon Judkins for the Cleveland Browns, which is a bit complicated at the moment because of some off-field stuff that happened over the weekend. And then the Dolphins after that, and then it kind of continues. Also not ideal for Green Bay that, you know, Anthony Belton is number 54 on that list. Again, they're waiting for number 35 to sign right now. So there may be 19 picks-ish in that range that need to kind of get done before him. And once a few of these start, it's possible that it starts to get a little bit more clarity on it, and maybe Belton can sign a little bit sooner than somebody in front of him. But I do kind of feel like this is, as you mentioned, going to be a cascading effect for these second round picks. We're being joined by Jason Hirschhorn. You can find him on social media at @by_JBH. And of course, you can find him on The Leap as well, along with our friend of the show, Peter Bukowski. All right, Jason, next thing I wanted to kind of discuss is these wide receiver drops that were such an issue in 2024. It feels like there's nowhere to go but better in 2025 than where this was at in 2024. Had the opportunity to talk to Warren Sharp for today's Pack-A-Day podcast, and he labeled it so well and kind of went through wide receiver error. The two biggest issue or players who had the most wide receiver error this past year were Dontayvion Wicks and Jayden Reed in the entire NFL, per his calculations. This has got to be something that on key downs, third downs, and just in general, they clean up not only the drops but the errors, and we see a more cohesive and just, I think, fluid offense in 2025.
Yeah, there's a part of this that is just the total number of drops and mistakes. Obviously, Dontayvion Wicks and Jayden Reed were near the top of the league in those departments, but it's also when those mistakes occurred, and a lot of them, as you put it, happened on those crucial downs, you know, third down, you know, in the red zone. Those are situations where, yeah, obviously you'd like to see improvement, but there's a certain degree of built-in improvement likely there. They were not just so high in the list, but so far above their 2023 levels of mistakes and drops that it is very difficult to see them repeating that, even if they were, you know, seemingly trying to. And you consider that in the case of Dontayvion Wicks, so many of those mistakes actually occurred during the first half of the season. He actually cleaned up a lot of that down the stretch. And we wrote about this at The Leap, that going into the playoffs, yeah, like, you know, the catch rate was obviously very low, the drops were very high, but for several weeks he actually had been closer to the Dontayvion Wicks that we saw in 2023. He'd already sort of turned that corner. So you look at all those things together and you see a receiving core that, yeah, definitely went through a difficult season in terms of mistakes, but it's unlikely to be the kind of season that they repeat. And that's before you even talk about any improvements they might make. You know, Jayden Reed could become a more refined route runner. Dontayvion Wicks could, in addition to his hands, you know, maybe add a little bit to his game. And obviously there's going to be some new elements to that receiving core as well with Matthew Golden and Savan Williams. So you look at all of that together, and it's not a guarantee that they're going to be better, but it is very difficult to see that group struggling in the ways that it struggled in 2024 in 2025.
I'm right there with you. I expect a much better season from the wide receivers and playmakers overall. These are all young players that should still take a jump. Jayden Reed, Dontayvion Wicks, Matthew Golden and Savion Williams being brought in. Tucker Kraft should get better. Luke Musgrave should get better. I'm very hopeful, but we absolutely have to see that kind of come to fruition. Otherwise, it could be a very frustrating season on offense, and again, in some of those key scenarios as well. We're being joined by Jason Hirschhorn, again, by _JBH on social media, and certainly on Blue Sky. And of course, you can find him on The Leap. This is a random question for you, Jason, and I'm curious on your answer, and I'm throwing you a little bit of a curveball on this one. You have done so much study of this Packers team this offseason, whether it be players that left, players that are joining in free agency, draft picks, offensive tape study, defensive tape study. What is the number one thing that you learned about a Packers player or about this team this offseason? Maybe your favorite thing that you wrote about. I'll let you go in any direction that you want. What's the fun thing that you kind of learned about the team this offseason?
So it's actually something that I haven't written about yet,
okay,
which is
teaser.
We did a real deep dive last offseason, the 2024 offseason, about what had changed about the Packers offense with Jordan Love. And there were a lot of things that they had reemphasized, a lot of concepts that were staples early in the LaFleur era, but weren't as much in 2021 and 2022 with Rodgers. And we looked at some of the things that they were doing with the offensive line, the run game. And then we, again, in this offseason, looked at those things again, saw which things stayed the same, which things changed. And some of those passing concepts, so really the staple down the field plays that they would call with some regularity, they in some categories changed pretty significantly. Now, a lot of this, I think, relates to Jordan Love's injury. And a lot of this relates to, frankly, what they were seeing with those receivers, that discussion we just had about the drops. You know, in the 2023 season, Love's first year as the starter, they really leaned back into what is colloquially known as like the Yankee concept. This is like the deep over and the deep post or a vertical route. It's a play action concept, something that not just LaFleur, like Shanahan, Sean McVay, going back to Mike Shanahan and Gary Kubiak, it's like a core concept that they love to run to create yards down the field. And they ran it a lot in 2023, and they ran it very successfully. You know, Dontayvion Wicks actually became sort of like a star secretly on these concepts in particular. And it's not that they didn't run them in 2024, but it was when they ran them and the success that they had, or in this case, didn't have when they ran them. It was a lot less successful in 2024. Now, again, it's a play action concept. We already talked about what happened with the Packers in play action after Jordan Love's injury. I think that played not just a role, but the biggest role in those things not being quite as successful. But then there were also drops. I think that's a concept that we're actually going to see reemphasized in 2025, because you look at the big additions they made to that offense. Matthew Golden in particular, that's a receiver that can really thrive on those deep play action concepts. The ones where you're, you know, slowly moving over the middle, and something he did really well at Texas. You even saw him doing well at Houston before he transferred. I could see that being, you're going from something that did really well in 2023, not as well in 2024, to maybe being one of their key concepts again in 2025. And the other question I have, Dagger. Another core concept to what the Packers do, that's that, you know, that deep dig with the vertical route in front of it to clear that space. You know, you saw a lot of it this year, not just with the Packers, you know, the Minnesota Vikings and the Detroit Lions made a killing on that concept too. The Packers ran it a lot. It was probably their most common deep concept, and it was successful, but it wasn't quite as successful as it was the previous year. And I'm wondering, with these new weapons, and also with some of the guys that they have coming back off of, at least in some categories, down years, like Dontayvion Wicks, or with the drops, Jaden Reed, both those guys have been very successful on Dagger in 2023. And I'm curious to see, do they get moved off of that concept in terms of the core route, that deep dig, because Matthew Golden is there? Or are they given the opportunity to shine there again? I think that's going to be a big thing that we look for in training camp, something that we're watching for in the preseason, early in the regular season, because this is the Matt LaFleur offense in a nutshell. And if they're able to maximize those concepts, you know, it's not just going to increase the overall like explosivity of that offense. I think it's going to create or help with the down-to-down success, because teams are going to be defending against those deep concepts.
I'm really intrigued by that as well, and I think that's perfectly said. And this is a team that still had success getting down the field this past year, even with some of the injuries and even with some of those concepts not working as well. They can add a few more of those in as well and be more successful with it. This could be an offense that even takes it to an entirely different level. All right, before we get out of here, Jason, last but not least, that's one of the things that you really learned about this team in the offseason. Obviously, some of how they, you know, add this back in or if they're successful with it is sort of a question that needs to be answered in 2025. But what's the number one thing that you are most excited to learn about this 2025 Packers team, either in training camp or this upcoming season?
It has to be what we see from that offensive line. And that's something that we might learn early in training camp. Now, you're not going to have pads right away. And obviously, like, you know, if Anthony Belton doesn't sign, he may not be part of this discussion early on. But we will get a pretty clear idea of how those players are stacked relative to one another as soon as the pads come on. You know, is Rashid Walker really in a left tackle competition, or is that just talk that we've heard for months from the coaching staff? Right now, I don't think we can say definitively either way, but we should know relatively early on during camp based on the way that those reps are divvied up. You know, we also look at what happens at center. What if Elgton Jenkins actually does hold out or hold in? You know, who is the first guy in at center? Do they take Sean Ryan, a guy who has some experience at center? move him over and then try out Jordan Morgan as the full-time starting right guard? Or do they leave Sean Ryan and Jordan Morgan in a competition at right guard and try out Jacob Monk or someone else on the interior? Like, these are the things that we're going to be able to get a decent idea about early in camp that are going to be central to what this offense does, because the complexion of the offensive line is kind of everything to that unit. You know, it's going to affect the run game, obviously, especially with the additional bulk they anticipate having along the interior. It's also going to affect their pass protection for those deep passing concepts that we just talked about. So that's something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Thing that may not be as like sexy, like obviously it doesn't produce fantasy points for people, but in a way, it ends up being just as important for the passing game and the running game as who are running and catching the ball.
Very much so. And in classic Packers fashion, it'll be Donovan Jennings who's out there in the start of training camp. And I'll ask Matt LaFleur about it and be like, I didn't even realize Donovan Jennings was out there with the starters, which is what exactly happened in minicamp and OTAs as well. So we'll see what happens. But I'm very excited to learn about this offensive line. I'm very excited about training camp to start. And Peter and Jason do such an unbelievable job covering it over at The Leap. Jason, tell us about The Leap and where we can find all of your incredible work.
Yeah, The Leap is a Packers newsletter that I do with Peter Bukowski during the season. We do it Monday through Friday. You can find it at theleap.football. That's theleap.football. We got that cool .football domain name. Hope you guys will check us out because, you know, we try to bring a unique angle to everything that the Packers do. I understand that you too, Andy, like to do that as well. But when you have someone like Peter Bukowski and someone like me, you're going to get some angles, good or bad, that you're not going to hear or read anywhere else.
I really appreciate both of you and the analytical and statistical approaches that you guys take to things as well. There's always a unique lens to look through, and it always just kind of makes you question some things that maybe you thought you had a grasp on, and then you're like, oh, that's maybe a little bit different than I was expecting that to kind of come out. So I always appreciate the work that you guys do. You do an incredible job. Make sure to follow them over on The Leap. And I just want to clarify, I believe on Twitter, it's @_JBH, but on Blue Sky, it's just @byJBH. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't think they do underscores at Blue Sky, at least not right now.
It's always something. Always something. Mm-hmm. Make sure to follow them. Whatever you need to do to follow them, go follow them. And of course, follow them on The Leap as well. Joining us has been Jason Hirschhorn on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Jason, we'll talk to you again soon. Can't wait for it.
Thanks for having me on, Andy.
Appreciate you a ton. Again, follow him @byJBH or @_JBH, depending on what social media that you're on. This has been the Pack a Day Radio Show. We'll be right back with more right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.